And the Garda Representative Association will meet virtually with Minister for Justice Helen McEntee later today to discuss the ongoing COVID-19 restrictions. And members have a lot on their minds. Calls for frontline Gardaí to be prioritised alongside health workers for the COVID-19 vaccine. Policing authority concerns the pandemic is fraying relations between the force and the public. And COVID-19 protests, they're all on the agenda. Frank Thornton is President of the Garda Representative Association. He joins us now. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Mary.
And I know you sought this meeting with the minister after the violent protest on Grafton Street on the 27th of February, when one of your members said on our programme it was sheer luck that not more Gardaí were injured on the day. So what are you asking of the minister in your meeting today?
We are a year into the pandemic, and when the national vaccination plan was published, the low prioritisation of members shows, in our view, a complete lack of awareness to the roles and functions of Gardaí. Like, the nature of policing and our work requires unplanned close contact with members of the public, which we saw with the protests on Grafton Street. And very often we're in uncontrolled circumstances where the practice of social distancing is impossible. Like, look, I suppose 24 hours a day, like Gardaí, who are already working in an overstretched workforce, are facing into the unknown without protection against a deadly virus that could infect us and consequently our families and the public. And look, the government and society have looked to Gardaí in this time of crisis, and we have consistently delivered. We've seen incredible demands placed on our members, and time again, we've stepped up to the plate and did what was asked of us unquestionably. And we feel now that, you know, we need to be vaccinated because of the exposure that we have every day during our duty.
And that is your number one issue in regard to your members. And where would you like to see An Garda Síochána put on the priority list? Our next group of people to be vaccinated will be those who are vulnerable.
We've always said, and I've always said in any statement, that, you know, the most vulnerable in society and the HSE workers are without doubt, and with valid reason, you know, the number one priority. But we believe, because of our close contact with both groupings, that we are very close to the priority after that. You know, we have a ridiculous situation that, you know, on a daily basis, we enter into A&E departments and hospitals. We enter into nursing homes where there might be sudden deaths, going into environments that are supposed to be, you know, and are now at this stage vaccinated and clear of COVID. And we're completely exposing those to when we're not vaccinated.
Could you arrive at a point where, or do you find at the moment, a resistance among members to carrying out certain tasks?
No, like, it's a frustration. It's completely different. You know, we're a disciplined force and we follow direction. But the frustration on the ground with the frontline members, which is, you know, a few weeks ago, our own commissioner kind of just told us to wait our turn, you know, that was received very poorly by frontline Gardaí, who were facing into, you know, a responsive role as regards policing the pandemic on top of our ordinary daily duties.
What about the report from the policing authority? We heard Bob Collins yesterday talking about what they see as maybe a fraying of that relationship now between the public and members of An Garda Síochána. Are you seeing that fraying of relations, and is that being reported to you by members?
Yeah, it absolutely, look, it is a fact, and I think we're all weary of the restrictions now. As I said, you know, we're a year into it, and there's no doubt, you know, the entire population is aware of it, and we're Gardaí, we're no different to anybody else. It has impacted on our lives and our families' lives, and that is reflected in the manner which, too, that, you know, we have policed this pandemic. We approach the police of this very understanding and compassionate and in a proportionate manner, like, you know. But despite any awareness that the people are experiencing, the members that we represent have managed to maintain that support to the vast majority of the public, who continue to work with us and act responsibly. And it's a credit to, I suppose, the professionalism that we hold on the front line, that so few interactions with the public have been confrontational or led to an escalation of enforcement.
There's been a significant number of fixed penalty notices issued, and the majority of them, I see from the policing authority report, issued in the 18 to 25-year-olds. Are you seeing a fraying, and Limerick, your own area, one of the areas that is very high in those numbers, have you seen that fraying in that age group among the student population? We've seen the student residential areas and partying going on.
Yeah, look, we do, and I suppose again it's born out of frustration with the restrictions, and just by their meaning it just restricts movement and preventing citizens from congregating or socializing. So it is an inevitable factor of restrictions.
So what then is your message to the minister today? Is it ease up on restrictions, minister?
Our message is a clear awareness of the health and safety of members on the front line, and an awareness as to the roles that we do, which seems to be lacking, because it makes no sense and there is no logic to our low prioritisation.
All right, Frank Thornton there, President of the Garda Representative Association.